Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Burt Show.
Q100, The Burt Show, and Kelly Osborne. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Getting excited about another day of dancing.
Are you really?
I am. I'm really nervous about tonight's show because I'm dancing to one of my dad's songs, and I don't feel like I can do it justice, and I'm a little bit scared.
So the pressure, there's more pressure then for you this week than in past weeks.
Yeah, and especially because my dad is making sure that he's going to be there tonight.
Are your parents, like, proud of you, Kelly? Do you feel like you have, like, a new attitude since doing the show?
I think it's weird that I can't speak for my parents because, you know, I can only go by what they've told me. And, I mean, my dad calls me every single day to tell me that he's proud of me and that he can't believe how well that I'm doing. And it's like my mom admitted to me yesterday that she never thought that I would be in the competition this long and how proud she is and how exciting. And because the thing is, if you don't put the work into the show, you can't do it, and you will fail miserably. And I think for the first time in my life, I really threw myself into something that terrifies me more than anything in the world. And, you know, it's amazing.
Well, Kelly, I think you've done a fantastic job. But now that we have you on the phone, I want to know the schedule, because it seems so many people get hurt on this show and have, like in this season, Tom DeLay had to leave. So what is so brutal and why are people getting hurt?
Well, I think, to be totally honest with you, I think it's because people get so involved in the show and want to do so well and start to love it so much that they just do it too hardcore. And, you know, I think a lot, unfortunately, and I mean this with no disrespect, that it was probably a lot to do with Tom's age. I think that, you know, he got 2 stress fractures, 1 in each foot, and that's scary. But, you know, with Louis, he's very aware of how that works on the show. So what he's done with me is he makes me go to Pilates every week. He also makes me go and have a massage once a week, which I'm not complaining about.
Nice.
Kelly Osborne hanging out with The Burt Show this morning.
Kelly, there's been some rumors that you might be posing for Playboy magazine.
I'm not.
Where do you want to think about that?
You know, they've asked me, this is now the second time, I respectfully decline. I really love Playboy. I love the story behind it. I love, you know, what it has done for pop culture and how it has changed the way that people look at women. And to me, at the same time, though, I just don't ever want my father to open up a magazine with his mates and say, oh, look, here's my daughter with her vagina and her magazine. You know, it's like that. Yeah. There's nothing I could ever want.
So there's really no amount of money at all. I mean, if they said $5 million.
And they paid for my boob job, then maybe.
Do you feel like you have a different confidence to you? Like, is your body changing now doing the show?
Yeah, it's amazing. That has to be one of my favorite parts of the entire show, is to wake up every single day and look in the mirror and see something getting smaller or musclier, and you're just like, oh, it's really exciting because you've worked so hard for it. Like, I sweat my butt off every single day, and I'm exhausted, but it's paying off, and I'm loving it.
Was there a point when you started the show where you just sort of wanted to get to a certain place, and then you'd be fine if you didn't go the whole way, but now you kind of feel like the goal is to win it?
Well, when I first started, it was just not to be the first voted off. And then it was, I just want to stay into the halfway mark. I never expected, I can't tell you, like, how shocking it is for me that I'm still on the show. I never thought I would stay this long at all.
I want to ask you about your dance partner, Louis, because you guys sort of have this little flirty thing going on. But your boyfriend's sitting out in the audience watching you dance. Does he ever get jealous?
Louis's gay.
Louis's your boyfriend gay. Or your dance partner?
My dance partner. It's like Louis and I are best friends. We've become so close, and I think, you know, Luke has even become really close with him. We do activities every single week, or we go to a movie, and, you know, he's a part of my life now, and I feel like he will be forever.
Do you sort of have a better understanding about how some of these partners that are on the show that aren't gay, when they start dancing with each other, start to form, like, sexual relationships with each other?
It would be weird, I think. I don't know. I think that would kind of freak me out. I hope none of that's going on.
Probably even weirder for a gay guy.
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm just curious, because you've gone through so much in your life, and you've talked openly about having drug addiction in the past and getting through that, and you're at such a great place in your life. Is there somebody right now that you would say definitely needs an intervention, somebody else in the public eye?
There's a million people in the public eye that need an intervention. I mean, just open up your weekly tabloids, but it's not for me to say. I could say about anyone, you know, about a million people right now. But people won't get help unless they want to get help, unless they're ready to get help. And there's no point of everyone, you know. The one thing that I would suggest, if anybody out there is dealing with somebody that's an addict or, you know, doesn't know what to do, you have to, tough love's where it counts. You can't enable people, but at the same time, you can't force someone to do something. So just letting them know that you're there when they do want to do something is also really important.
As somebody that's recovering, can you see that they're in trouble before they see it?
Oh, hell yeah. And I'm going through that with quite a few of my friends right now, where I start to look at them and I'm like, you have to tell yourself, don't be judgmental. Just because you're the way you are, everyone else isn't like that. And it's not necessarily that. It's just like I look at my friends and I see, wow, you just spent like $400 on alcohol and you're still drinking and you're slurring and you're puking and you're still trying to drink more. What are you doing? And it's one of those things where, you know, again, you can't say anything because you will look like you'll look like the mean one, like trying to stop your friends from having fun. But it takes a strong person to say something. And I always, you know, like, well, that's a bit weird, but if you ever want to talk about it, let me know. Like, you can't force your beliefs on people, but you can let them know that you're there.
You don't think that you would have more credibility with a celebrity that you see is going through it already by getting a call from you, from somebody that has gone through the exact same situation?
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's not just about celebrities. There's more people out there that, you know, for me, I'd rather go to the people who don't have the access to the help, because trust me, they all have the access and they all have people telling them what to do, but they're doing it to themselves and they've been offered help a million times. So for me, it means more to go out to the people who can't get it as quickly.
Did you have to change your friends at all when you got sober?
Not change my friends, just, you know, because, you know, I'm really lucky. I never really had friends that forced me to do anything or introduce me to things. I did everything because I wanted to, and most of the time I did alone. But at the same time, my first, you know, port of call isn't to go to a nightclub and sit there all night while my friends get wasted. It's like I don't go to the same places I used to go, but I still see my friends.
Well, Kelly, on a lighter note, good luck with the show.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think everybody's pulling for you at
this
point.
Absolutely. Definitely one of the fan favorites.
How neat that you're dancing to your dad's song.
Yeah.
I think it's real neat.
It makes me so scared. It's so much to live up to. I hope I can do it justice.
You'll do great. How about your mom? How's she been handling it?
My mom is like my number one cheerleader.
And Jack, has he been giving you a hard time because he has to?
No, I haven't really spoken to him. He's been very busy with his show in England, Adrenaline Junkie, which is his extreme sports show, and that just came out over there, so he's been over in England and he just got back, so I haven't really seen him.
Yeah, I saw like a clip of that show. It must have been on YouTube like a couple of weeks or a couple of months ago. If he was in front of me, I would not have realized it was the same person.
Oh, isn't it insane how amazing he looks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I like to think of myself as a realist. And growing up, Jack, he wasn't the most attractive, but he has turned into the most handsome gentleman ever. So it's like, for me, it's really cool to see that, you know, my little brother is now not my little brother. He's a man. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's like everybody's evolving, man.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, and we'll be watching and hope you win this whole thing.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kelly, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.